This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. All right, back to the politics in Washington this Friday about healthcare and in particular why the squeeze was, I guess, is on for the Republicans to get something done. The answer is found in this line from John McCain's statement announcing his no vote on Graham Cassidy today. Quote, "The specter of September 30th budget reconciliation deadline has hung over this entire process," end of quote. We keep hearing and talking about September 30th and that reconciliation deadline. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams is on the explainer desk today.
Why the big rush to squeeze in health care before the end of the month? Reconciliation is a special kind of budget rule, and
budget rules operate on a budget calendar, and the budget calendar is running out.
Sarah Binder studies congressional issues at George Washington University. Just like in the business world, the federal budget runs on the fiscal year, which ends on September 30th.
It expires at midnight, just like a pumpkin.
So what do old budget rules have to do with new legislation? Bear with me here. Usually, to pass a bill in the Senate, you need 60 votes. Republicans have 52. Binder says under normal rules, Democrats could stop an Obamacare repeal.
They would talk it to death. They would amend it to death.
Instead, when Republicans passed the 2017 budget resolution, they included language to later reconcile an Obamacare repeal with the budget. Ryan Ellis is a tax consultant at the Family Business Coalition.
All reconciliation does is it's a swap. It says you can pass something out of the United States Senate using a simple majority.
In exchange, the legislation must have something to do with the budget, revenues, or spending. But there are rules. Among them, you have to pass the bill in the same fiscal year as that budget resolution. And Ellis says the healthcare debate isn't the last we'll see of reconciliation.
Congress will very soon consider a fiscal year 2018 budget resolution with its own totally separate set of reconciliation instructions.
So the GOP can push through tax reform on a party line vote. Assuming, of course, Congress can pass a budget first. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.